You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but prophesy? You have heard words from faithful men of God, men like David Wilkerson, Henry Groover, Dimitri Dudeman, and just this past week, our friends Brother Milton, Sister Mitzi, and Brother Frank sent us a word very much the same as the word that you're about to hear. It's consistent. The Spirit of Truth has allowed you to hear words similar to this word I'm about to share. And after this word that you're about to hear, I'll give you a scriptural basis for that word found in Ezekiel 12:21 through 13:10. And then after that, the most recent word from Brother David Wilkerson. I pray you will have ears to hear. Cry against her sin. Cry against the waywardness and wickedness of America. Cry aloud, cry aloud, cry aloud. For behold, the prophecy is sure, and the fulfillment is certain. And it is not for a distant day, but it is for your day, and for your eyes, and for your ears. These things shall come to pass, for already my judgments are in the land. And I say a terrible war is determined against thee. Thou hast not felt the ravages and effects of war before, but thou shalt feel it this time, saith God. Yea, thou shalt feel it. Thy city shall know it. They shall taste of it. I have protected them in years gone by, but they would not have me. And therefore my hand of protection is taken away, saith God. Thou shalt feel the chastening hand of an almighty God. I say, ye that are righteous, be thou righteous. Stay at thy post. Lift up thy voice and cry aloud, for thou wilt not have long to cry aloud and to sound the shofar of alarm. For I shall do a quick work in a short time, and I will cut it short in righteousness. And unless I shorten these days, there would no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, I shall shorten these days. These be the days of sorrow, and the beginning of the birth pangs of the sorrows and the great tribulation. Thou art the children who are to cry aloud, and cleanse thy hands of the blood of this generation. Clean thy hands, clean thy hands. For if thou wilt not warn the wicked, they shall die in their sins, saith God, but their blood will I require at thy hands. And if thou wilt not cry, if thou wilt not sound the alarm and blow the trumpet, I say that ye shall die with the blood of this generation upon thy hands, and thou shalt give an account for it. But if thou wilt cry aloud, and if thou wilt not spare, and if thou wilt sound the shofar, yea, if thou wilt work while it is yet day, thou shalt wipe the blood from thy hands, and the few that will yet hear will come in. And behold, I will send my son, the Lord whom you seek, will suddenly come into his temple. He will keep his people through the storm, the flood, and the fire. And this is the time of Jacob's trouble, and you must have the mark of God and not the mark of the beast. In the time of Jacob's trouble, it is a time like there has never been on the face of the earth and shall never be again. Yea, these are the days of my vengeance and the days of my wrath, saith God, the days of my strange work, when I shall do signs in the earth beneath and wonders in the heavens above. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Know and cry aloud that this is the time of the great tribulation, and the effect of every vision is now at hand. Blow the shofar, set the trumpet to thy mouth, and sound the alarm. Cry aloud and spare not. Continue to seek my face, for thou hast found grace and favor, as thou hast sought me in thy prayer closet, as thou hast sought me in the morning and all day long. Yea, the prayers of my people have come up to me as a sweet-smelling savor. Be prepared, be ready, and beware of the snares, lies, and strong delusions. Do not be slack, and pay more close attention than ever to the certain sound and clear direction of my word. Do not be slack in prayer, and stay in my word. My people are few of the many who honored me with their mouth, but who are far from me in their heart. Though thou be few among many, even as a lone sparrow on the rooftop, stand in the power of my spirit, stand in truth. Be known that you are my disciple by your love and not by feigned affection. Pick up the sword of the Spirit and touch not the carnal weapons, and go not in the way of rebellion. Though there be few, stand in the gap and make up the hedge. It is for your sake that I have withheld the judgment to this city. For judgment is determined and set against this city and against this nation, saith God. But I have heard thy cries. I have seen thy tears and travail and thy weeping, saith the Lord your God. As Lot, the few righteous souls are vexed daily. Reach out to your neighbors, as did Lot, to warn them to flee from the judgment that is set. Yea, be as Lot, and run to the doors of your loved ones, and tell them that in not many days hence the Lord thy God shall bring destruction against this city and against this nation. And except they repent and be ready, they will be caught in the destruction, and will die in their sins, and will go where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, hear, hear, hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Hear, my little ones, hear my voice. Speak with holy boldness by my Spirit, and speak the message of judgment. Warn this city and this nation that the judgment is set, that the days will no longer be prolonged, and the effect of every vision is now at hand. And now let me share a short portion of Scripture, of the many portions of Scripture which would confirm such a word in this time. Let me share with you Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 21 through 13:10. Once again, that's Ezekiel 12, verse 21 through 13:10. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them, therefore, Thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, There shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy. And say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither have you made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, The Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision? And have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, The Lord saith it, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity, and that divine lies, and they shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because, even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. We've received a short, very urgent, important message from Brother David Wilkerson. David Wilkerson is a man of God whom I respect throughout his entire ministry. He has not compromised. He has remained faithful, unlike so many who have seen their ministry blessed by God and allowed that ministry to grow into a monster and a monument to their vanity, and they had to feed that monster, and they, as a result, compromised. David Wilkerson did not, has not. And when David has a message, I want to hear it. And I need to share this one with you because it is urgent. Things that we need to take very seriously and very personally. Romans chapter 1 speaks in its fullness to us in this time when we see this world described so explicitly in its fullness in that first chapter of Romans. And if there's one thing all of us need now, it is to be able to receive and personalize Romans chapter 2. So I want to share this message with you from David Wilkerson. It is an urgent message. Don't fail to take heed to this message. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Recently, I felt compelled to send out an urgent message, warning of an impending great calamity, such that will cause even God's elect to tremble. One bishop asked, Is there no further word? How should the righteous respond to such a word? I can only answer by sharing what the Holy Spirit is speaking to my own heart and what I am to do. I shared that I was led in a practical way to lay aside a month's supply of food. Lay aside a month's supply of food and be sure to include a month's supply of water. because I have witnessed the panic in the wake of terrorism. That has to be a personal word for every individual. And that is what I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart concerning my own spiritual response to an impending calamity. It is simply this: stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." This is the attitude of faith in the face of calamity. What could Israel do on the brink of the Red Sea? Pharaoh's army is pressing in. Mountains are on both sides, and there is an impossible sea ahead. The flesh cries, "Do something." The flesh cries hopelessness. Can God's people dry up the sea, level a mountain, fight a great army without having weapons? They're in what appears to be a dreadful, frightening situation. God's people tremble. And in this hour of trembling comes a word from God, in essence: stand still. Fear not. This is the hour of salvation. You're going to witness the pulling down of the foundations of a world power. But in the same hour, I will fight for you. Hold your peace. Be still and see my works. Beloved, my warning is just one voice among many who are saying the same thing. We may all tremble for a season, but those who truly know God's word will be quickly comforted by the Holy Spirit. We will be baptized with a great peace, a supernatural quietness, which will be a tremendous witness to the fearful multitudes. This is an urgent message. I am compelled by the Holy Spirit to send out an urgent message to all who would hear, and to friends, and to bishops we have met all over the world. An earth-shattering calamity is about to happen. It is going to be so frightening we are all going to tremble, even the godliest among us. For 10 years I've been warning about 1,000 fires coming to New York City. It will engulf the whole megaplex, including areas of New Jersey and Connecticut. Major cities all across America will experience riots and blazing fires such as we saw in Watts, Los Angeles, years ago. There will be riots and fires in cities worldwide. There will be looting, including Times Square, New York City. What we are experiencing now is not a recession, not even a depression. We are under God's wrath. In Psalm 11, it is written, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" God is judging the raging sins of America and the nations. He is destroying the secular foundations. The prophet Jeremiah pleaded with the wicked Israel, "God is fashioning a calamity against you and devising a plan against you. Oh, turn back, each of you, from your evil way, and reform your ways and deeds." But they will say, "It's hopeless, for we're going to follow our own plans, and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart." In Psalm 11:6, David warns, "Upon the wicked will he rain snares, coals of fire, burning wind will be the portion of their cup." Why? David answered, "Because the Lord is righteous." This is a righteous judgment, just as in the judgments of Sodom and in Noah's generation. What shall the righteous do? What about God's people? First, I give you a practical word I received for my own direction. If possible, lay in store a 30-day supply of non-perishable food, toiletries, and other essentials, and don't forget water. In major cities, grocery stores are emptied in an hour at the sign of an impending disaster. As for our spiritual reaction, we have two options. And this is outlined in Psalm 11. we flee like a bird to a mountain. Or, as David says, he fixed his eyes on the Lord, on his throne in heaven, his eyes beholding, his eyelids testing the sons of men. In the Lord I take refuge. I will say to my soul, no need to run, no need to hide. This is God's righteous work. I will behold our Lord in his throne, with his eye of tender, loving kindness, watching over every step I take, trusting that he will deliver his people even through the floods, fires, calamities, tests, trials of all kinds. No, I do not know when these things will come to pass, but I know it's not far off. I have unburdened my soul to you. Do with this message as you choose. God bless and keep you. In Christ, David Wilkerson. And I think it's very good and very timely. We know that the effect of every vision is at hand. We see what's described in Romans chapter 1 in its fullness. No people, I don't think, have ever seen it in more fullness than what we now see. And Romans chapter 2, oh, how we need that. It would be wise for every one of us to read Romans chapter 2 once a day, every day this week, to make sure we don't miss personalizing and taking to my own heart and to your own heart the message of Romans chapter 2. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, put a song in your heart. Ask God to put a song in your heart. Be prepared to make the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. He knows when you're making a sacrifice of praise, and he is worthy to be praised no matter what. Hallelujah. It's very important that you remember he is worthy to be praised no matter what. And that's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but you can do it. You can do it because you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.